VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.6 earthquake has hit northern Japan. The agency says the earthquake struck the island of Hokkaido about 3 a.m. local time on Thursday. The quake's epicenter is about 27 kilometers east of the city of Tamakamai, which has a population of about 175,000, and about 65 kilometers southeast of Sapporo, a major metropolitan area of 1.9 million people. The quake triggered a blackout across a wide area of Hokkaido and has affected telephone service and television broadcasting in Sapporo. Two bombs exploded at a wrestling club in the Afghan capital Kabul on Wednesday. At least 20 people have been killed, more than 60 wounded. Police say a suicide bomber blew himself up inside the club, which is in a mainly Shiite neighborhood. A second explosion happened nearby as victims of the first explosion were being cared for. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but it bears the hallmarks of the Islamic State terrorist group. A plane carrying hundreds of passengers was isolated at New York's JFK Airport on Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The plane is an Emirates Airlines flight from Dubai. It left early in the morning local time and arrived at Kennedy Airport around 9:30. It was quarantined after the airline reported about 10 passengers had been taken ill. Representatives of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were on the scene. The New York Police Counterterrorism Division tweeted that the incident appears to be a medical situation. The plane was surrounded by ambulances. Passengers were seen disembarking onto the tarmac about an hour after the flight arrived. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is VOA News. Britain has charged two men it believes to be Russian military